Proclamation number 7369, dated the May 22nd, 1959. Redemption requires free will. I merely want your assurance that you want to listen to me, and from that moment on your life will be focused on your goal. For then it will be in my hands to lead and to teach you such that you will reach your goal. I cannot have a decisive influence on your earthly life as long as you have not voluntarily given me this assurance, but I can instantly take your destiny into my hands as soon as this assurance has voluntarily taken place. If you understand that it concerns the battle for your soul between me and my adversary, whom I have to grant justice insofar as that I won't forcibly take from him what belongs to him, then you will also understand that I first require this assurance for you to become and eternally remain my own. It is only this free will which entitles me to exert my influence and help you in the battle against the enemy of your souls, who will not cease fighting for you as long as you are not yet completely devoid of weaknesses and flaws, which identify you as his followers. Thus he has still power over you as long as you cannot detach yourselves from him completely, that is, as long as the adversary's characteristics are still within you, faults, weaknesses, cravings and all kinds of vices, which are his inheritance since his apostasy from me. As to whether your detachment from him will take place one day depends on your will. For this reason I died on the cross for you as Jesus, the man, thus I redeemed you from his power. Prior to this it would have been impossible for you to withdraw from his power, since you had handed yourselves over to him as a result of the original sin and he would never have released you from his control. However, I paid for this sin with the crucifixion. Consequently, the whole of the spiritual world would have been redeemed from that moment on if I did not respect the free will of those beings who oppose me. For every being's will is free and it can stay with the Lord of its own choice. Therefore, my adversary's followers can remain with him, and their will shall be respected. I will not forcibly snatch any being from my opponent which belongs to him and does not express the will to be released from its present lord. Hence, such a being will remain unredeemed even if it takes eternities before it desires to be delivered from him. These beings are unredeemed despite my death on the cross. But as soon as its free will turns to me, as soon as the being in the state of a human, when it receives its free will again, deliberately turns away from my adversary and towards me, thus as soon as it wants to become and remain my own, my act of salvation comes into force and I, Jesus Christ and Father of Eternity, take possession of this person and start to release him from my adversary, which happens according to his strength of will to fight against his faults and weaknesses. And he can constantly request this willpower from Jesus Christ, and he will do it, too, because he believes in him. The belief in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation is the prerequisite for the person to appeal to him for the blessings of the act of salvation. This is why an unbeliever cannot find redemption, for Jesus Christ himself must strengthen the person's will to release himself from the adversary. However, I will never ever leave anyone once he turns to me voluntarily, and he can take his redemption as guaranteed, for I will tirelessly fight for him and through transferring strength to him will help him release himself from his faults and weaknesses. And time and again I will influence his thoughts, thus never exclude him from my loving care. Consequently no person will remain unredeemed whose will strives towards me, who tries to fulfill my will and deliberately withdraws from my adversary. I only require the human being's will, I only require the acknowledgement of Jesus as Son of God and Redeemer of the world in whom I myself accomplished the act of salvation for people, in order to then be able to grant them the blessings of the act of salvation, which consist of strengthening the human being's will, of being able to receive the strength to achieve the re-transformation into love. And I only ask for a constant bond with me so that the strength can always flow across to you and you can do justice to all spiritual and earthly tasks which are expected of you time and again in this earthly life. Only the direction of your will towards me decides whether and when your redemption will take place. But in this way it is certain that it will happen, otherwise my act of salvation would have been accomplished in vain. But this would have to be called the greatest misguided teaching if someone were to advocate it. Jesus Christ has redeemed all people, but only those who want to be redeemed will partake of the blessings of the act of salvation. But anyone who wants will indeed become blessed, because his will entitles me to snatch the soul from my adversary because I have paid the purchase price for it with my blood. Amen.